Assalam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Blessed be Allah, Lord of all the worlds. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah. Glorified be His name, and may His glory be forever magnified. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in His oneness. He has praised himself when he says, تَبَارَكُ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And blessed is the name of your Lord, owner of majesty and honor. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. O you who have believed, if you fear Allah, He will grant you a criterion and remove from you your misdeeds and forgive you. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran and praises himself when he says, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That is Allah your Lord. Then blessed be Allah, Lord of all the worlds. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know that His magnificence is forever esteemed and His blessed rank forever abides. And so we in turn are called to affirm His blessings and to recognize the manifest goodness He has given us in bringing us and all of creation into being. For He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorified be He, is the bestower and ultimate controller of all dominion. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Blessed be He, or is He, in whose hands is all dominion. Glorified be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, blessed be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For His omnipotence is manifest in the very act of His creating creation and the precision of His creation. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا سِرَاجًا وَقَمَرًا مُنِيرًا. Blessed is He in who? Is He who has placed in the sky great stars and placed therein a burning lamp and a luminous moon. Brothers and sisters, from this we can understand that from creation itself, the epitome of creation is the human being, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the best of forms, completing His disposition in the best of ways. And about this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ سُوَرَكُمْ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That He formed you and perfected your forms and provided you with good things. That is Allah your Lord. Then blessed be Allah, Lord of all the worlds. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this phrase of tabaraka whenever he would recite a hadith qudsi, which is a saying as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to say it. And so he would say, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. Allah, the most glorified and most exalted, the most blessed, says, this is how he would relate the hadith qudsi. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed us to say in our prostration, he said, in regards to this instruction, سَجَدَ وَجْهِ لِلَّذِي خَلَقَهُ وَسَوَّرَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمَعُهُ وَبَصَرَهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. My face is prostrated to the one who created it, fashioned it, and gave it hearing and sight. Blessed is Allah, the best of those who create. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to end our supplications in the supplication of Qunut with the words, تَبَارَكْتَ رَبَّنَا وَتَعَالَيْتَ. You are blessed, you are our Lord, and you are exalted. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whenever we leave the prayers, We should say, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, or tabarakta dhal jalali wal ikram. So he said, O Allah, you are peace and from you comes peace. Blessed are you, O owner of majesty and honor. The Prophet ﷺ also advised us to call upon Allah in our supplication with words such as La ilaha illallahul kareemul haleem, subhanah, tabarakallahu rabbul arshil azeem, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There is no God but Allah, the most generous, the most forbearing. Glory be to Him, blessed be Allah, Lord of the mighty throne, and praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. So indeed, the believer is the one who increases his glorification of Allah. He's the one who increases phrases such as this and finds that his faith is embedded in his heart and his devotion is further facilitated to him the more he in praises and glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves people who glorify Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates barakah for those who glorify Him, wherein this barakah accompanies the people who glorify Allah throughout their lives. For example, look at the life of the Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to constantly glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life. Hence, Allah made him to have a blessedness wheresoever he was. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, expressing His words, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتِ. And He has made me blessed wheresoever I am, has enjoyed upon me prayer and zakah as long as I remain alive. Indeed, Allah, glorified be His name, has revealed to us His blessed book in which He glorifies Himself. So whoever holds fast to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does must recitation of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes such a person blessed in turn and enters them into paradise by His mercy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this Quran is a book we have revealed which is blessed, so follow it and fear Allah that you may receive mercy. So brothers and sisters, let us make true the meanings of Tabarakallah, blessed be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Let us be of those who bless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who seek the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that we can make the true estimate or qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Him to what He deserves, and none of us can truly encompass that, because what He deserves is far beyond that, but we continue to glorify Him as is the minimal of rights. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those who magnify You and glorify You. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.